Coming through from Friday. This one is called Baddest in the Room. Exactly 18, that is the time. And this is where I do have to say my goodbyes. But thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for always coming through to 97.7. It's always a pleasure to be right here and for always allowing me into your cars, into your buses, into your living rooms, into your lovely spaces. Thank you so much for always coming through. My name is Tron Jabulani, and this is the City Drive right here on 97.7. I'm here with you every day from 15 up until 18 hours. Make sure to always come hang out with me every day, and let's get informed with what's happening right here and around the world, and let's get to listen to some amazing music as well. Have a beautiful week and have an amazing evening. Bye bye.
It's Give and Beat City
by Total Energies.
City Drive. 977 News. 977 Headlines.
A 23-year-old man has been fatally stabbed with a screwdriver by his girlfriend's brother in Livingstone, Southern Province. The Ministry of Education says plans are underway to review the school disciplinary framework in response to changes in the learning environment across the country. And in international news, Viktor Orban's 16 years in power in Hungary is over following his defeat by a 45-year-old former party insider who convinced a majority of Hungarians to bring it to an end.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. A 23-year-old man has been fatally stabbed with a screwdriver by his girlfriend's brother in Livingstone, Southern Province. Aaron Nasia Delele died between 20 and 21 hours last night after visiting Malota compound to see his child, whom he shared with the suspect's sister. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident and identified the suspect as Jeremiah Muba, aged 21. Namalongo said Muba and his sister Irene, who is the mother of Siadele's child, fled to the scene after the attack. He explained that the incident followed a confrontation in which Muba questioned Siadele about visiting his sister without marrying her. Namalongo said Muba then went into the house, retrieved a screwdriver and stabbed Siadele in the chest before escaping with his sister. Police have opened a murder docket and investigations are ongoing.
77 News.
In other news, the Ministry of Education says plans are underway to review the school disciplinary framework in response to changes in the learning environment across the country. The move follows reported cases of indiscipline among pupils in schools. Education Permanent Secretary Kelvin Mamboy says the review is intended to address emerging disciplinary challenges among learners. Dr. Mamboy says the ministry remains committed to ensuring a conducive learning environment for all pupils. Dr. Mambwe has urged parents and guardians to take a more active role in instilling discipline in learners. He said shifts in the global environment have made it necessary to revisit the current disciplinary framework.
977 News.
And in more news, maternal mortality, stillbirths and neonatal deaths has been eradicated in Lopo area of Chpata City following the construction of a CDF-funded Lopo clinic. Residents have expressed gratitude to President Hagainde Hichilema for responding to the appeals of Luangeni Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker Moses Moyo, who consistently lobbies for development. Headman Lopo, Azele Jere, says the facility was initiated with Moyo's personal resources and later completed using CDF, benefiting villages including Mugabi, Lopo, Kasauka, Kanjondo, Dingeni, Simoni, Bota, and Chimalo. And according to residents, their clinic features a modern main structure, flushable toilets, and a water tank, reducing the distance residents previously traveled to access services in Katandala. They say the clinic has eased congestion at Katandala, which was previously oversubscribed. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Mohanga says the time has come for countries within the Southern African Development Community, SADC, to collectively market the region as a single tourism destination to strengthen the industry. Mohanga noted that Zambia is already benefiting from South Africa's advanced air transport system, which has improved accessibility for international tourists. He was speaking in Livingstone during the Zambia-South Africa inaugural Joint Tourism Technical Committee meeting. Meanwhile, Zambia and South Africa have agreed to continue collaborating to enhance tourism development in the region. South Africa's Director General in the Department of Tourism, Kulumeni Vele, said it is quicker to travel to Zambia for a holiday from Pretoria than to Cape Town. Vele explained that while a trip to Cape Town takes about 2 hours, it takes less than 1 hour and 30 minutes to reach Livingstone. He has since urged countries in the region to work together in marketing Southern Africa as a unified tourism destination. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news this evening, Viktor Orban's 16 years in power in Hungary is over following his defeat by a 45-year-old former party insider who convinced a majority of Hungarians to bring it to an end. Preliminary election results based on more than 98% of counted votes put his Tisza party on course for an extraordinary 138 seats, with Orban's Fidesz on 55 and the far-right Our Homeland on 6. The landslide will not only allow Magaya to overturn Orban's increasingly unpopular domestic policies, but reset Hungary's global relationships. Orban has been a close partner of both U.S. President Donald Trump, earning an in-person appearance from U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance in the final week of the campaign and Russia's Vladimir Putin, and he had become a big thorn in the side of the EU and Ukraine. Magaya, on the other hand, stood on a platform of distancing Hungary from Russia in favor of more cordial ties with the EU and Ukraine. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
A 23-year-old man has been fatally stabbed with a screwdriver by his girlfriend's brother in Livingstone, Southern Province. The Ministry of Education says plans are underway to review the school disciplinary framework in response to changes in the learning environment across the country. And in international news, Viktor Orban's 16 years in power in Hungary is over following his defeat by a 45-year-old former party insider who convinced a majority of Hungarians to bring it to an end. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
news.